We're spending time this morning reflecting on some of the news events that held our attention in 2014. And first, the murder trial of Oscar Pistorius. He's a South African double amputee who competed as an Olympic sprinter on carbon fiber blades. He shot his girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp, through a bathroom door, claiming he mistook her for an intruder. NPR's Anders Kelto looks back at the trial.
For many years, Oscar Pistorius was a symbol of just about everything good in the world. Philip de Wit is a journalist with the South African Mail and Guardian newspaper.
He was an extraordinary athlete. He was a man with this charming public persona, and he had seemed to overcome all of this adversity. You know, it was almost a fairy tale story, and he played to that beautifully.
Then, on Valentine's Day 2013, Pistorius shot and killed Steenkamp. The media response was incredible.
It was a storm. It was an absolute outpouring of coverage.
News teams flooded the country. And in South Africa, a 24-hour news channel was launched.
A channel designed for one purpose. Watch, like, tweet, post, follow, engage. A first, Channel 199, the Oscar Pistorius trial.
And if the media were looking for a sensational courtroom drama, they definitely got it.
It was just a non-stop made-for-TV event, it sometimes seemed.
There was the bathroom door through which Steenkamp was shot on display. There was Pistorius taking off his carbon blades to show how small and vulnerable he was. And when Pistorius took the stand, he broke down sobbing.
I flung the door open, I threw it open, and I sat over Reva and I cried. I don't know how long I was there for.
The judge stopped the proceeding several times as Pistorius sobbed and vomited into a bucket. So, was Oscar faking it? How much vomit was actually in that bucket? These were the questions on front pages and social media for weeks. In September, Pistorius was found guilty of culpable homicide, the equivalent of manslaughter. He was sentenced to 5 years in prison, but might get out in just a year or two on good behavior. The state is seeking to extend that sentence. De Wit says Pistorius was bankrupted by legal fees.
And certainly at the moment, unable to make any money or generate any income for himself.
Many people think Pistorius got away with murder, literally. Others insist it was an accident. But one thing is clear, he says. We learned a lot about the real Oscar Pistorius, about his absent father, an alcoholic mother who refused to let him see himself as disabled, about how he was bullied at school, was paranoid in his relationships, and fired a gun in a crowded restaurant. Yes, De Wit says, Pistorius was a hero, but that fairy tale view of him?
It was a very unsubtle portrait that we had of someone who turns out to be a very complex human being.
And that may be the most important lesson of the Oscar Pistorius trial. Anders Kelto, NPR News.